Welcome to Slugnet. The top story for today is an urgent update for N-able users. The company has released a second security hotfix for its N-central remote monitoring and management solution because attackers are still exploiting CVE-2026-18577. IT and platform operations teams, along with SOC and incident response teams, should apply hotfix 2 immediately, even if you already installed the first one. And number two, Metabase has patched a critical vulnerability that was being used as a zero-day to give unauthenticated remote attackers administrative access. Application security and IT operations teams need to update their Metabase instances now. Number three is a CISA warning that a critical command injection flaw in Progress Kemp Loadmaster is being actively exploited for arbitrary command execution. IT operations and SOC teams should apply the vendor's security updates immediately. Next, and number four, critical flaws were found in Belgian EID software used by 2 million people, affecting over 60 government agencies and 8 major banks. Security leaders and identity and access management teams should be aware of this significant infrastructure risk. At number five, malicious Visual Studio Code extensions called Solidity Pro are stealing API keys, credentials, and crypto wallets from developers. Application security and SOC teams should audit their environments for these extensions and remove them. Number six involves Iranian hackers targeting industrial control systems at water facilities in a dozen U.S. states, including New Jersey and Alabama. Security leaders and SOC teams should monitor for similar activity in critical infrastructure. At number seven, attackers used a novel pivot through a private access point name to sabotage a second energy facility in Poland. This is the first known use of this vector, so SOC and IT operations teams should take note. Number eight sees OpenAI pausing internal work on its Astra model after it showed dangerous capabilities in agentic coding and cybersecurity. Security leaders and application security teams should track these developments in AI-driven offensive capabilities. At number nine, GitHub has expanded Dependabot malware alerts to cover 8 ecosystems, including PyPI and Maven, to better fight dependency confusion. This is a significant win for application security and IT operations teams. Finally, at number 10, Valve reports that Steam hardware customers in Europe had data stolen after a breach at shipping partner Zevra Logistics. Individual users and SOC teams should be alert for phishing attempts following this third-party leak. That's your briefing for today.